I am curious, at least in terms of the agents that we've talked up to now, including CAR-T, or how this is going to be studied in the earlier setting. But before you tell me how you actually are doing, I'm just kind of curious. Let's face it, intensive chemotherapy is not that easy either.
True.
So, I mean, what do you think you would see? I'm going to just ask a real naive question. If there was randomization of upfront CAR-T versus upfront pediatric intensive therapy?
Well, I mean, that's probably several decades away. I think that, I mean, people are talking about that, and people have been talking about that. And the hope is that CAR-Ts, if used earlier, I mean, it makes sense. You know, the earlier you use a new agent, the better the outcome. Historically, that's been true.
Although this is immune therapy, and I don't know how people's immune systems change with time, but okay.
Yeah, but it's a borrowed immune therapy, right? Sure. It's your own T cells that are engineered to attack your tumor cells, and the more resistant your disease is, that means the more times a patient has relapsed and into remission and then relapsed again, that cell has undergone many mutations. And so the earlier you can hit it with whatever, if it's chemotherapy or in this case, immune therapy, the hope is that it's going to have a better outcome. You're right, we don't know that, but that would be the hope. We have a history of showing that that's the case. But it may be that you can imagine initially that CARs are reserved for those patients who would normally go to transplant because they have high-risk disease. And so instead of transplanting a patient, you're giving them a CAR therapy. And then as the toxicity and the comfort level moves up so that people are more able to give the therapies and less likely have complications, I'm just completely hypothesizing here. You can imagine instead of 2 years of therapy with all the complications of chemotherapy, once you get a patient into remission, because immune therapy probably works at a lower disease setting, then if you get CAR therapy after you've done all the maybe one cycle of consolidation, central nervous system, you give CAR and then you're done. You don't have to go through that 2 years of therapy. That's what people have, you know, that's on their Santa wish list. But I think we're still a ways away. Right now, just to be clear, the CARs are going to probably be approved pediatric only, maybe an upper limit of 21 or 25, and third or greater relapse until these issues get worked out.
And where's blinatumomab going to be fitting in?
So blinatumomab, at least in our institution, is still standard of care, first line for relapse refractory. It's the only monoclonal antibody that's approved in that line. Inotuzumab is likely to compete with it. But that's what we use for patients CD19 positive, 95% of all patients with B-cell ALL or 19 positive for patients with relapse disease. And until we see more trials, we're not going to be moving it up. At least myself, I'm pretty rigid in terms of trying to follow the label. I do try to at least encourage patients to participate in clinical trials. There's going to be lots of trials around the country trying to look at blinatumomab and inotuzumab moving farther up on the tree that is earlier and earlier intervention. And as those trials mature, then there'll be a literature that will support its use.